Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Audio cut of the day coming up here before we wrap up the show on 97.1 FM Talk. And then I'm not sure if Fred has anyone set for tomorrow or not. Oh, yeah. We have Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is going to be here. We also have the roundtable set for Friday. Jane will make a triumphant return after being away. I think she was even overseas for a little bit. She's also secured me some Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts, which is very important because I can't find them anywhere, and I'm in a crisis mode right now. The mayor of Eureka, Sean Flower, will be here, and former State Senator Jeff Smith, a roundtable veteran, all here on Friday afternoon. I'd like to welcome to the show Dr. Curtis Kane, who is the superintendent of my school district, the Rockwood School District. My daughter, Alexa, is a very proud Stanton Stallion in the Rockwood School District. Dr. Kane, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Before we get to Proposition S, let's talk a little baseball here because you're a Milwaukee native. I've lived there for 9.5 years. My wife is a Milwaukee native. I root for the Brewers outside of the Cardinals, but things didn't get off to a great start at Miller Park the last two nights, did they, Dr. Kane?
I don't know how else to describe it, but to completely agree with what you just stated.
You know, and they swept, you know this, they swept the Dodgers in the regular season, and maybe the odds were kind of stacked. I mean, they can still get back into this, but I was rooting and kind of am still rooting for two teams who have never won a championship. See, I think Seattle and Milwaukee, even though I'm sure the networks wouldn't love that, I think that would be a great World Series, wouldn't it?
It would be. Look, the Cards will be back at some point. Let there be no doubt. But it would be great to see that. Absolutely.
So let's talk about Proposition S. You know, I've made the case many times over the years that local elections are sometimes more important for people to participate in because they have more of a direct correlation on your life than some of the national elections. That could be a separate debate. But you do have a tax levy coming up here in a few weeks, Proposition S. I have already told my listeners I'm voting for it because I believe in Rockwood. I love, you know, what my daughter's experiencing. And, you know, it's a little bit of an extra chunk in your escrow account every month. Now, I don't have $1.5 million home or $2 million home, so it's less. But I've heard from some people saying, wow, that's a pretty, you know, steep increase in the levy. So I want to give you a chance to kind of make the case here because this is for salaries and to keep the district competitive. But as you know, not everyone's. And usually my instinct is to vote against a tax increase unless there's ROI. And I think there is ROI in this particular case.
Well, look, I think the property values are absolutely impacted by what's going on within school districts themselves. I think that your property value is actually reflective of what you're seeing within the schools. And I just want our community to know that we have not taken this lightly. There's been a lot of serious reflection and investigation before we would put something of this significance on the ballot itself. And we understand how sensitive a time that this happens to be, but we fully recognize that we are in an increasingly competitive environment in St. Louis County. And so we actually have information on our website where there's literally a Proposition S tax calculator that can be utilized. You can run the numbers yourself to see what the impact will be on your county appraised value itself.
Yeah, I see that on the web because I'm on the website right now. That's nice. I did not notice that, so I'm glad that you pointed that out so people can go on and do that. You know, you would be, you know, what I said earlier, just being honest, I mean, would I be as prone to support this if I didn't have a student that's in the district right now? I mean, maybe I would because I know it's for, you know, future generations, but you can understand how someone who doesn't have a kid right now and say, whoa, that's a pretty steep increase in what I'm going to pay every month. Maybe I'm not so sure about this.
Sure, I can respect that. And I also want our members of our senior community to fully understand that there's a tax freeze that is in place not only in St. Louis, but in Jefferson County as well. And they are more than eligible and welcome to, in fact, apply for that senior tax freeze. That's an opportunity that has never been available to our seniors for consideration and actually to impact their respective homes, right? They are absolutely valued and in many ways, invaluable members of our community. And so we understand that incomes look different. This is absolutely a tool that our seniors are able to utilize here in the Rockwood School District and elsewhere.
So the explain the money here. When they say like 0.45 to the tax levy, right? So that's where you go to the tax rate calculator and you see how much you would have to pay. But with the money generated? What's the estimate on that? And then this is mainly for, is it for staff purposes in payroll, or is it other things that could be included here?
That's a great question. So, yes, we are looking to engage in some salary adjustments for a variety of positions. Actually, we're talking all positions within our school district, but we're going to engage in a comparative market analysis. A comp study is going to help answer the question of where the dollars, in fact, need to go. We know that we have some groups that are in more need than other groups, and we want to be as competitive as we possibly can within St. Louis County. So, I do want to be very frank and let folks know, it's not going to make us a top 3 to 5 school district as it relates to competitiveness, but it will make us more competitive. We also have a number of employees that are full-time or full-time equivalent staff that don't currently qualify for full health benefits.
Okay.
And we want to close that gap because we are very much aware of the fact that we have other school districts in St. Louis County that right now, today, are able to provide that for those employees. So it's not just about recruiting. It's also about retaining
absolutely
needed staff members.
Well,
one last piece really quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
We are looking to bring 2 more school safety officers on board within our school district. This was a very large swing that we made 3 years ago. Very excited and appreciative of the Board of Education being supportive of that. But we have 4 armed school safety officers in our school district right now, on top of our contingent of school resource officers within our school district. But they make their way around each one of our quadrants, and they're in our elementary schools or around our elementary schools literally over the course of the day. They have been an absolutely fantastic addition. I'll tease your baseball analogy. They've been a grand slam. We would love to take that number from 4 to 6 in our school
district. And I support that wholly, and I recognize it because I used to. My daughter's too cool now to let dad drop her off at school, but for a couple of years, I was dropping her off, and I always saw the presence, and believe me, as a parent, and it's unfortunate because, you know, Alexa comes home and she talks about the intruder drills, and it's just sad that these kids have to even go through that, but it's the reality of where we are. On the retention issue, my son's a teacher now, Dr. Kane, in the city of Chicago, and, you know, different climate in urban America, but it's tough. I mean, I can hear him in his third year of teaching. He's already worn out, and that concerns me. And teachers have a lot of stress and all this. So is retention one of the biggest challenges that you have? You've been around education a long time.
It is absolutely an ongoing challenge that we are seeing. We just want to remain competitive, right? We want folks to literally come to this school district and know that they can stay the entirety of their career. It's literally an amazing place to work. It's a fantastic place to live. But we need to make sure that we are able to continue to take care of the folks, the staff members that take care of our kids.
Well, I already told you I'm going to vote for it. I hope other people take a look at the website and they consider a vote for Prop S as well. Election Day is coming up in a couple of weeks. My only contingency would be that Dr. Christine Starnes, who's at Stanton, is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's got to get a raise. How about that? Can we cut that deal? At least put her into consideration.
It will absolutely be a part of the conversation. Yes.
I figured I wasn't going to commitment, but we do love Dr. Starnes, and she is awesome. Dr. Kane, thank you so much. Maybe the Brewers will have a miraculous turnaround.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to that.
Keep me posted. Thank you. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.